Well, you're in tune to the CEC Spotlight, and today we have a special guest, Michael Mendenhall, who joined us, who has Praise Instrumental and is a wonderful, very talented musician. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Deborah Walker?
I am doing so well this morning. How about yourself?
I am blessed this morning. It's a sunny day.
Yes, you are, and you have a wonderful, great album that I am so excited about. I just love your music.
Thank you so much.
So I want you to tell me, did you write most of this music?
I wrote all the songs except for two cover songs, which were done by Smokey Norfoot, I Need You Now, and Shackles on My Feet, Mary Mary. But everything else I wrote and produced on the project here.
Well, you did a very good job on this album, and we need more jazz musicians or instrumental pieces that really, really kind of minister. So give me a little background on yourself, how you came about. I know you've probably been a Christian all your life.
Yeah, I'm a PK.
Yeah, you're a PK kid.
Yeah, I'm a PK kid. I've been in church all my life. Mm-hmm. And music has always been in my home. My dad played guitar. He was a bishop in one of our churches, and my brother played bass.
What's your main instrument?
Main instrument is piano.
Okay.
And we love it. You know, didn't start on it. Started on the trombone in elementary school.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I used to be a clarinet player.
Oh, clarinet?
Yes. But I figure I'd never be Benny whatever, you know.
Oh, so. Right. Benny Goodman.
So tell me about all the other projects, because I know you've worked with Jennifer Holliday and some of the other
things. The last major thing I did was with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, okay.
And they did a tribute to Luther Vandross.
Yes.
And she covered the song "The House Is Not a Home," in which she won a Grammy for this year. So
yes.
I was happy to be a part of that, so I'm working on her new project.
There is a future for Michael. So this is your first album, self-titled album, basically, right?
I used to have a choir called Communion back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really my first project out. And everybody do a song of mine that I wrote called He's Alive.
Oh, okay.
It's an a cappella song on the tune of Beethoven. And every Easter, you know, that song is being sung
Really? Well, you definitely have to send me a version of that, because
I had the pleasure of going to Germany last year, in which they named their festival. They have a gospel festival, and, gospel music is everywhere, and they named their festival after my song "He's Alive," because Beethoven is written off of Beethoven's Fifth, Beethoven was from Germany. And I had about 350 choir members singing "He's Alive," and it was just wonderful.
Ooh, I bet that was. I bet fabulous. Yeah, well, I'll look forward to that one.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
If I can find, I ain't even got it in print anymore. It's not even in print no more. So
is there a tour in the future for you?
Yes, it is. I'm coming your way. Definitely. Wait for the project to saturate around the country.
Right.
And just get out there so we can, there's nothing bad, and worse than someone going to a city and don't nobody know you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you gotta put some promotions in place. But you're with Crystal Rose, so.
Right. I did a joint venture, me and my wife, have a record company called the Mendenhall Firm.
Oh, okay.
And we did a joint venture with Crystal Rose to put this project out. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, we want to wish you much success on this project, because it's definitely your day.
I believe so too, Deborah. It took me 3 years to do, because I just didn't want to put a bunch of songs together just to say that I had a project. I wanted song to minister
that spot, Detroit, music capital of the world.
Yeah, we have a lot of good artists here that came out of Detroit. Matter of fact, William Murphy sung in my first choir.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you. Do you know the Winans, Michael and Regina? And
right, you know, all of them. Yeah, the Clark sisters are from Detroit. Fred Hammond, you know, Dietrich Haddon is from Detroit. Who else? Byron Cage is from Detroit.
Yeah, so that, you've got a good...
Jay Moss, Kiki Shear, you know, all of them are from Detroit, so...
Yeah.
We have a rich heritage.
Yes, you do. Very much so. Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, and this is such a great album. I'm going to be pumping you up here, and I definitely want you to put us on your schedule when you're on tour to remember Denver. We're in the Mile High City, so a lot of people forget about us up here.
No, I can't forget about Denver.
But we always tie in very well transitional to the West Coast. Whenever you go on the West Coast tour, you can always make a pit stop at Denver.
Well, we definitely going to come to Denver.
Okay.
We're going to come see you.
Well, one of my last questions I'd like to ask you is, what can you say to the youth in our community that will really help inspire them to be better citizens?
Well, I mean, first, you know, first of all, you got to keep God first in your life and just, you know, just to do what's right. And, you know, a lot of people like to go around the easy way, but the easy way is not always the best way. So just, in, you know, that's my desire is to encourage the youth also, you know, because I have two, you know, children of myself, of my own. Just encourage them to, you know, do what's right. You know, Bible says, you know, honor my father and my mother, you know, so just be encouraged.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you calling in to the CC Gospel Music Mix.
Thank you, Deborah, for having me on.
You're most welcome. And much success in this album.
Thank you so much.